Anime Bliss, Episode 3. Yako Premix by Sen Zen, and they're hailing from the Guangdong province of China. For more information on Sen Yen, check out their website at reverbnation.com/selfie. Welcome to Anime Bliss, your unique source for anime and the Asian community. I am your host, the Queen of Indie. I refuse. Today's topic is Anime Club. We have a lot to cover today. But let's start out exactly with what is an anime club. For all you non-otaku people out there, Anime Club is an organization that meets to discuss, show, and promote anime in a local community setting. It can also focus on broadening Japanese cultural understanding. Anime clubs are increasingly found at universities and high schools. Organizers may also utilize public meeting spaces, such as a library or community center. Any anime club members may identify themselves as otaku. We'll get back to that later, because there's a lot to talk about when it comes to that otaku term. Although the core of anime club attendees are in their 20s, there are generally no age requirements. Adults in their 50s and 60s and teenagers can also attend. Anime club meetings can occur on a weekly or monthly basis. In addition to viewing anime, clubs engage in other activities such as viewing anime music videos, reading manga, singing karaoke, and cosplay. Many clubs host online forums to further foster their community interaction. They may also have a library to lend out books and manga to members. Participants of an anime club often are also involved in volunteering and the organization of local anime conventions. Depending on the scope of the club, activities can also have a broader range to include the playing of tabletop games such as shogi, go, and mahjong. Outside activities include sake tasting and visits to cultural events such as the National Cherry Blossom Festival or a kendo demonstration. Now, another example of this, if you are in the Midwest, there is what's called Mitsuya. Mitsuya is a pretty mid-sized Japanese market, and they carry everything. It's really, really unique. So if you are in the Midwest, definitely check out Mitsuya. I'll have a link posted on the podcast notes. Now, here are some examples of anime clubs within anime. There is Genishin, a awesome anime. If you ever had the chance to see Genishin, I highly recommend it. It is a manga and anime featuring a college anime club. Otaku no Video is a comedy anime spoofing the life and culture of otakus. A community center is usually a common place for anime clubs to meet. And there's also this society that is called Mu Epsilon Kappa, and it's a national society of anime clubs, and they also participate in geekery stuff too, and they're located throughout the United States. Now, here are some examples of prominent anime clubs. Anime Otaku, which is Georgia Tech's anime club, and they've been around since 1995. That is a successful anime club to be around since 1995. That's quite amazing. It's quite incredible. RIT's Anime Club, MIT's Anime Club, and RIT's Anime Club has been around since the 1990s. I'm not sure, but I think MIT might Anime Club may be around that same time. If you listen to Geek Night, they often talk about the RIT and MIT Anime Clubs. And of course, there's Anime Sushi, which is Orlando, Florida's premier anime club. Now, I did some research on some tips for starting an anime club and tips to how to run a successful anime club. So let's start out with how to run a successful anime club. And now I'll put in my own personal experiences and we'll have a good time with this today. Now, the first step is you want to make arrangements for a meeting place. Make sure your location will be available whenever you plan to have your meeting. So, this is coming from personal experience. Let's say you set up the time to be 7 to 10. That's usually the common time for college anime clubs. You get there about 7, and no one's there. So, you're probably sitting around, you're thinking, what the heck, where is everybody? Well, a couple of the other members decided to change the time to 6, and you weren't notified. So, make sure you have a common meeting place. A side note, make sure, in regards to the meeting place, that you have permission to have a club there. Do not set up your stuff and say, hey, we're having an anime club in the middle of the lunchroom. That's just not appropriate. Make sure the arrangements are already set. Number 2, make a schedule. Plan ahead what day and time you will have your meetings to keep your members from getting confused. Make sure that time works for the majority of your members. So, once again, you say 7 to 10, and 7 to 10 does not work for 50% of your club. You are totally screwed because that may be the end of your anime club. Make sure that the schedule works for everybody. This is coming from personal experience once again. Times not to have an anime club. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I cannot stress enough. Those 3 days. Usually for college level anime clubs, no one's around those times because Friday, your parents may come and pick you up and you go home for the weekend and it's really crazy. So make sure if you're going to do it on the weekend, try to do it earlier in the day, just during like a prime time when everybody will be around. If you do it in the evening, make sure everybody can make it. That's basically what the first two steps are talking about. Step 3, create posters. Make bright posters that clearly explain what the club is and when the meetings are. Be sure to ask your principal where these posters can be placed. That's for high school. And also, if you live in a dorm, don't go around soliciting because you will get busted for that and you will get in trouble. Make sure you get permission from your RA or get it from your RHA, your resident hall advisor. Just do it because it'll save you a lot of time and a lot of headache, and trust me, just do it. It makes you look good in front of residence life eyes, so just make it easy on you and just get the permission. Now, if you're at the high school level, I'm sure if your principal, he or she is a nice person, just explain to them what you're doing and get your point across, do it politely, and you'll be fine. So make sure the colors of the posters are real bright. So try like pinks, yellows, just make it pop, make it look real creative, and that usually will catch the eye of people who may be interested in your club. Also try to put an announcement for your club in your school's newspaper or on the school's website. Now, college level. If you are trying to put something on the school's website, you will have to go through a lot of clearances. Mainly, check with the PR people of your college. The public relations people, usually they're the ones that put on events and happenings of what's going on in your college. So just talk to them about your anime club. Make sure they'll give you like different sizes of how big you want your advertisement to be. So just make sure that you scale it on, if you're using Photoshop or whatever program, Just make sure you scale it appropriately. So when you're creating the poster too, I almost forgot. Make it appropriate. Don't put something like a picture of Naga from Slayers, because that's not a really good representation of your club. Because whatever you put on your poster is how your club is going to be perceived. And also too, school websites are very, very, very strict on what content. So of course you don't want to put a picture of Naga from Slayers on your school website. So just do something that keep it PG. That's basically what I say. Keep it GPG level. Don't do anything that will get you into trouble and make your club look stupid. Number four, and one of the most important tips of this 8-step process is to make the club interesting. Try to do fun things like watch different animes, play games, have cosplay contests. No one would want to be in a boring club. Now, this personal experience tip number three. Don't be too outrageous when you're trying to make things interesting. And don't be so boring when you're trying to make things so interesting. Let me break it down for you. So, I went to an anime club, and they were actually, I think it was like a watermelon game we were playing. And that was really fun because you were like, trying to, figure out where the watermelon's located so you can, like, tap the watermelon and, you're trying to like whack it or whatever. Now, if you're gonna play this watermelon game, make sure you have a lot of room to do it because you don't want anybody to get hurt. And secondly, do it in an open area. You don't want to do it inside because if you do whack a watermelon, there will be stuff everywhere. So do things that are appropriate to the area where you're having your club. Also, too, I've seen so many anime clubs where you just walk in and it's just watching anime. And it's just all anime related. When anime comes from the derivative of anime, the term animation, of course, comes from Japan, but there also are some French influences for animation as well. So you'll want to make sure that your club does not become an anime watching club, because it does get around very quickly if people go to your club and you're just sitting down watching anime. It's not a good idea. Find things that relate to the culture. So I did a club that consisted of anime and Asian culture. So we would do things that created a fusion between the two. So if we're going to watch, let's say we're going to watch Ram the One Half. Well, I would, for the day, I would get information about Ram the One Half, and then we would do an activity relating to that. So that is not boring, you know? I mean, hey, if I wanted to just sit down and watch anime, why the heck would I go to an anime club? You go to a club not only to meet people, but to meet people who share the same hobbies and interests as you do, and it's informative, it's educational, and it's engaging. Number five, be knowledgeable. If your anime club is limited to just Bleach, oh, cringe, and Inuyasha, cringe again, you may want to expand your horizons. Make sure the D. Gray Man, the Horiguchi, or Lucky Star fans get to do the activities with animes that they like too. Now, if you have your officers, now I'll do an officer breakdown for you. It's common in anime clubs to have a couple of different positions. This varies from club to club. Every club has a president. This person should be the most knowledgeable person in all of your officers. This person should have, I would say, maybe 6 to 7 years plus of anime knowledge. They are familiar with running a club. So that means maybe this might be the person who has run an anime club in the past. They've worked at numerous anime conventions. They have a strong passion for it. That should be someone who should be your president. The next position, we used to call it in our club AC, Activity Coordinator. The Activity Coordinator is responsible for doing the research of activities that you do for that particular day. So, for example, maybe your AC person would be the person who would set up the trip to go to Matsuya or to go to an Asian grocery store or to go to a kabuki performance, or something that engages people, the activities coordinator should be someone who is never running out of ideas. This should be the person that comes up with so many ideas that the president and all the other officers have to tell them to stop coming up with ideas. It's just too many ideas. So that's the AC. The third person should be your secretary. Your secretary should be a highly, highly responsible note taker. They should have a very good understanding of grammar in the English language, because that person should take very clean, very detailed notes. They should take notes that really reflect what happened at the meeting, such as negative things, things that need to be improved, things that we need to do, and also they should be knowledgeable not only on secretarial things, but they should be knowledgeable on, like, things that bring order to the club. So that sounds like the president, but it's a little bit different, because the secretary should take notes and just keep, they're the person that keeps the order of basically keeping things aligned. That's really what the secretary is. The fourth position that's often common in an anime club is the treasurer. Now, the treasurer should be, I highly recommend a student that is in business or an accounting student. Someone that's really good with numbers, someone who can understand budgets, someone that you can take to every club, like, especially at the college level, you have to go to, like, a meeting where you basically make a proposal, and the heads of every school has what's called, like, a student organizations committee or association or whatever, and they basically keep track of what clubs are active, which ones are not, and on top of that, they make sure that the money is going to clubs that are active and they're doing good stuff with it. If your club is active and doing stupid stuff, you're not going to get as much money or any money at all versus the club that has a history and is really, really, really serious. So what I recommend is the person who is going to be your treasurer is the person that should be able to go to these meetings. And they should be able to make the proposal of how much money will be needed to have a successful year for the club. That is someone who should be your treasurer. The fifth and final position that I've seen in an anime club is the vice president. Now, why did I put that last? Because the vice president is often the person that no one cares about as an officer, unfortunately. Because the president is wrapped up with their quote-unquote presidential duties, the vice president really is like the person that should know all the presidential duties, plus everybody else's office positions, just in case someone, let's say the president, decides to drop out. The vice president is the person that will take over, of course, the presidential duties. Now, this is the person you should have for vice president. The vice president should be knowledgeable, like the president. They must have the endless thought process of the AC. They must also have the skills to be a secretary, and I would say they also would need the skills for the treasurer, because this is what will happen. If you have a vice president that does not know the policies and regulations for any of those positions, and let's say your secretary decides that he or she can't do it anymore, the vice president can take over. So this person is not your crutch. They're not the person that you just put all the crap on them when no one else wants to do it. That's not what the vice president is for. The vice president is the person that should keep the president in line. That's important. But they should also be the person that is familiar with all the positions. So if someone needs to be replaced, either the vice president will be able to replace, or they can find appropriate replacement because they have the knowledge of what the president knows. I know it sounds confusing, but if you really think about it, it'll make sense. It'll make a lot of sense. So you gotta be knowledgeable if you're going to run a successful anime club. And to start it too, if someone comes up to you and says, well, what's the difference between mecha anime and shoujo, and you don't know the difference, and this is a new member, you may have lost a new member. Secondly, it looks really bad upon your club if it's an anime club and you know nothing about anime. That's just not a good sign. So if you're going to start one and if you want to keep it running, you got to build on your anime knowledge. If that means you have to go on the internet and research at least 2 or 3 hours a day, do it. It'll save you a lot of time and headache. Number six, listen to your members. Number six, listen to your members. I say it twice because step number six and step number five are really what cause, in my view, what caused anime clubs to crumble and to disappear. People are knowledgeable, but they don't listen to their members. People listen to their members, but they don't have enough knowledge about what they're trying to convey. Listening to your members. Honestly, your members are the reason why your club is active. Your club would not be active if you did not have members who support the hobby, who support the cause of your club. Now, personal experience, and when I say personal experience, it's just a way for all you listeners to understand the process and maybe a different perspective than what you're used to when it comes to maybe being in an anime club or starting an anime club. This is my way of giving a more impersonal view. Because often you'll hear all these things about anime clubs, like, you know, oh, anime clubs are just for geeks, and anime clubs are just a place where all the losers hang out, and all this other garbage. So I'm giving my personal experience so that you can maybe get a better perception. Often, I've been in clubs where people do not listen to their members. Now, I've been in clubs where people actually do listen to their members. The clubs that don't listen to their members, I'll give you an example. Your president is very knowledgeable. He has a good schedule. He's very punctual. But over time, the power of the presidency gets to his mind. And the members are starting to complain. They're saying, you know, Mr. President, you know, this is not happening. This is not happening. What can we do? And then the president's like, well, hey, I'm president. You know, we'll take care of it. The officers will take care of it. So what happens over time is there's a rift that starts to build up between the officers, the president, and all the positions which I mentioned, and the club members. So it kind of forms these two separate subgroups. And over time, the first subgroup starts to form this dominance over the second subgroup, and the club just breaks up. And that's what happened to a club that I was in. That there was so much power given to the president that the other officers didn't have a say, and it was just like, whatever the president does, it just goes that way. And it was the end of it. Now, I've been in another club where the president is doing everything. The officers are doing everything that they can. They're working really hard. The club is successful. But the members could care less. And because the officers were listening to the members, the members could care less, so they decide not to listen to the officers, the club breaks up again. And I've also been in clubs where it's, you know, successful. You know, the officers listen, the members listen, and there's just beautiful harmony. Cherry blossoms are falling to the ground. Wind is blowing all around in perfect harmony. So listening to your members, it is so, 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 so important. Just respect one another. I mean, you're going to have members who are newbies. You're going to have members who probably don't even know what the heck anime is. Just make them feel comfortable. Don't creep them out. Don't use such high anime geekified terms that, you know, it'll just make them, you know, go to their friends and be like, oh, you know that anime club? Oh my goodness, they were such freaks. You don't want to do that, because when your anime club becomes the freak club, your club will never be the same again. This is coming from personal experience. Number seven, be Nice. Please be nice to people at your anime club. This is another step that causes anime clubs to decay, literally. Because you will have anime members, that are nice, and then you will have anime members that are complete jerks and idiots. They feel that they know everything about anime, and maybe because they are more fluent in Japanese, that, you should only watch anime in with subtitles only, and then you'll have members that are like, oh, well, English dubbed is better. It's a stupid argument, okay? Whether you watch anime with fan sub or fa not fan subs, but whether you watch anime with subtitles or if you watch anime with dub, it doesn't matter. It's still anime. It's still something you watch, enjoy, you have fun, you have a good time. You do not have to be a jerk about it. Because often I meet a lot of, we're actually, I'm gonna have a separate episode just on mean anime fans, because it's the mean anime fans that drive people away from the anime community, and that's the reason why the anime community lately has not been as strong as it used to be, like in the 90s. I mean, the 80s and 90s, I felt, was like the heyday for anime, because there were so many strong anime clubs popping up all over the US, all over the world, and everybody was really learning how to get along. But what I'm seeing now, even at anime conventions, I see this, is that these little cliques will form, and then, like, someone new will come in, and, they're not really familiar, and they're like, oh, well, this noob, It's not polite to call people a noob. It's not polite to call someone a newbie. It is just not. They're an anime fan, whether they've watched one anime, or, like, some people have watched over 500 series. An anime fan is still an anime fan. Secondly, do not go around calling people otakus. If you look at the term otaku, it's not a nice term. It really is not. Because to me, when someone calls me an otaku, it makes me think of the terminology of someone who is antisocial, someone who is reclusive, someone that does not have any social skills. Now, if you've watched Welcome to the NHK, really good anime, by the way, there is a term called a hikikomori. And that's the same thing. I feel that calling someone an otaku and calling someone a hikikomori, it's like the same terminology to me. That's basically saying, like, oh, all you do is just sit down and watch anime, and all you do is that. And I hear that in clubs. So just be nice to everybody. If you want your club to be successful, kindness goes a very, very long way. So whether you watch subbed anime or you watch dub anime, who gives a crap? Just be nice to each other. Last step, enjoy Japanese culture. Explore Japanese culture as well. Go beyond the average anime club and learn about the inspiration behind the anime. Learn about why Rumiko Takahashi decided to do Inuyasha. What makes Inuyasha special? Yes, it's a what, 164 episodes, and it has a very, there's a lot of historical, spiritual elements in Inuyasha that people don't know about. Maybe your anime club, you get together and you study these things. So not only are you getting the anime aspect, you're getting a learning aspect. Education is very important, because without education, we would not even have an anime community in the first place. Because people go to school. Some people do, some people don't. But people, you gotta have some form of education in order to understand animation. Because people, animators, they learn the technology behind, understanding motions and emotions and movements, and those are all important aspects. That's what makes anime. Anime is just not the, cosplaying, and that's fun, but there's a cultural aspect. There's a very awesome aspect to it that I think a lot of anime clubs miss because they just want to watch the anime. And I feel that that's not an anime club. An anime club to me is a club that goes beyond the anime, and they want to learn, and they want to be engaging, and they want to help people to come into the anime community. not to be freaked out about it. Because often a lot of people I've talked to about anime, they get freaked out as soon as I talk about anime, or they label me as a geek. Now, I do label myself as a geek because that's who I am. But I don't think it's appropriate for anime to be tied with geekdom, because there are different forms of geekdom. But I digress. Now, for some reason, if you cannot have a meeting once a week, let the members know at least once a week in advance so they can make arrangements. So don't say you're going to have a meeting and then cancel it, but you don't let anybody know, so you just send a stupid email. That just does not help. Another tip? If one member is clearly lonely or left out, get them involved too. Everyone should feel welcome in your club. Now, I've seen this a lot where, you know, everybody in the anime club, they're all friends, you know, and someone new comes in and that person feels like an outsider. Now, if a club is about bringing harmony and unity to a subject like anime, which we're talking about today, you should make that person feel welcome. If that person doesn't feel welcome, what's going to happen? They're never going to come to your club again. And maybe they might go around and say negative things about it. And you don't want that. So, doesn't matter if that person is the biggest jerk in the world, just make them feel welcome. Just learn to coexist, learn to get along, and everything will be fine. Watching anime is a fun thing to do with your club, but make sure it's appropriate. Avoid. These are the three things you should avoid when it comes to picking an anime for an anime club. The content of the DVD. Avoid nudity. Avoid strong violence. And language. So examples. Nudity. Yaoi, Yuri, and Hentai. Those things should not be played at an anime club. Because if you're having an anime club, you're going to have people of different age groups. If you have a public anime club, which is meeting at a library, you know, you may have 10-year-olds there all the way up to a 65-year-old grandmother. Do not play hentai. Do not. Especially if you're in the educational realm, high school, college level, it's inappropriate. High school level, way inappropriate. So don't do it, because you will get in trouble, and your anime club will have a negative vibe around them, and no one will want to join it. Nobody. So don't do it. Strong violence, so I would say MD Geist, for example, anything that, you know, people are getting discombobulated and blood, you don't want that. Like, just don't do it, you know. Stuff like Trinity Blood, don't get me wrong, it's an awesome anime. Hellsing, awesome anime. But not appropriate for all anime clubs. I mean, you gotta look at your age demographics, you gotta look at the demographics of your club. If you have in a more adult club, then maybe you can play Hellsing. You gotta think about the environment. And of course, language. There are tons of animes out there. I can't stress enough. There's a lot of animes that have tons of cussing in it. If you have an anime club with children in it, I don't think that's appropriate to play an anime that says F this, F that, and all that. It's just, you're gonna get in trouble. Another tip that I would like to add to that is permissions. Do not play anime fan subs at your club. You will get busted. You can get in trouble for it. Anime fan subs are illegal. And I do not support anime fan subs at all. This is the reason why the anime community and the anime, just anime in general, the business of anime. Look how many people's jobs have been cut. Look how many companies have had to close their doors due to fan subbing. Don't do it. It's just don't support that. Because when you're supporting fan subbing, you are cutting away from the anime industry. And I always hear it from fans. People complain. They're like, oh, well, I want this anime to come over. Why is it not coming over? Well, due to fan subbers who fan sub the anime, it's losing profit. And you have to understand that in order for anime to come over here, profits have to be made. And it takes tens of thousands of dollars to make these animes. People don't realize that. You gotta pay the voice actors. They're in a booth for, what, 6 to maybe 10 hours a week or more doing the voices. And then you've gotta pay the illustrators, you've gotta pay the animators who animate the series to make it all beautiful and stuff. There's a lot behind the anime that I think anime fans don't understand. So, do not play fan subs at your meeting. I mean, it's just don't do that. There are tons of companies who will give you free DVDs if you talk to them. If you send them an email and say, I'm from this anime club. We want some, anime to view. Would it be possible to send us a DVD? They have DVD samplers with full episodes that you can play at your club. Some anime companies will just, maybe some of them will require you to, fill out a survey just to let them know if you like the anime or not. And that's helping the industry. Because if you've got all these anime clubs, like let's say they like Aiyori Ayoshi, then they'll bring Aiyori Ayoshi box set over here because they know enough people like it and support it. But if you're playing fan subs of Aiyori Ayoshi, you are taking away from the community. You are taking away from having more animes to come over to America. And you are also taking away the business by playing fan subs. So, you can play the official DVD that's coming from the company, because some companies will release the anime with subtitles. And that's cool because it's official. But do not play fan subs because there's a lot of legality issues that go behind fan subs. So don't do it. Don't support it. With that, we will play. I will play, not we. we'll play a really cool song for the break, and that's what I decided to do is to play some Asian music for the commercial break. And right from that song, we will get back into the topic of anime clubs, and we will also cover some anime cons, upcoming cons that are coming up, and then from there we will conclude with some events going on in the Asian community. We'll be right back, right after this musical break.
ギリギリのスリルが定まらないな。
That was my girl Tigra hailing from Japan, and that was her song Travel. You can find out more about her on myspace.com/Tigra. Now for some upcoming anime cons. Dun dun dun! First Night Boston, December 31st at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston, Massachusetts. You had the Mew Convention. Same time as First Night Boston. That's also on the 31st. Going through January 2nd of 2010. Can you believe it? We're at 2010 already. And that's at the Red Lion Hotel, Vancouver at the Quay. Try saying that three times fast. And that's in Vancouver, Washington. Right after that, you've got January 1st to the 3rd. Definitely don't want to miss IkiCon. That's at the Hilton Austin in Austin, Texas. Anime Los Angeles. I wish I could go there. I heard it's so awesome. It's January 8th through the 10th at the Los Angeles Airport Marriott at Los Angeles, California, of course. You have IkiBaCon. Hopefully I'm saying these right. If I'm saying it wrong, send me an email saying like I'm saying it wrong so I can correct myself. And that's going on January 8th through the 10th at the Great Wolf Lodge in Concord, North Carolina. And last but not least, SAC Anime, no pun intended. January 8th through the 10th as well. You got three of them January 8th through the 10th. It's going to be hard to choose. And that's at the Radisson Hotel in Sacramento. Now let's see what's going on in the Asian community. Center for Hmong Studies presents Hmong Global Identities in the 21st Century. the third international conference on Hmong studies. It will be held at the campus of Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota, April 9th through the 11th, just in case you gotta plan ahead for this. For more information on, or if you want to have some sponsorship opportunities, please contact, hopefully I don't say their names wrong, Li Paozhong at 651-641-8870 or at zong@csp.edu. Or you can contact Tai Li Ya at 651-603-6337 or at ya@csp.edu. I love Hmong studies. It's very, very interesting. And currently, I'm actually reading a book about Hmong life in Wisconsin, so I'll have to do a review and let you guys know how it goes. Now, Eric Chef has a culinary classroom, sushi making class, $90 a person. I know it's steep, but sushi is so good. 90 per person. And he has a couple of dates. Saturday, January 30th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., or Friday, the 26th of February, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that one is, of course, for couples only. Or you can do Saturday, I would say January, February, March 27th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Or you can do a month later, the 23rd, at 7 to 10 p.m. Or Saturday, even a month after that, the 22nd, 7 to 10 p.m. You can see there's a consistency of time. Or you can do Friday, the month after. He has like a month after date. That's pretty interesting. From 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You will learn how to buy the freshest fish and how to cut and prepare it properly for all dishes that you will be making. Learn the creative art of sushi making as you guys will design an Asian meal for you and your friends. We will show you how to make traditional sushi rice, a variety of sushi rolls known as nori, vegetable rolls, varieties of sushi on rice, which is nigiri, spicy sushi rolls for those couples, gotta keep it spicy, sea eel rolls, and how to display and serve them decoratively with garnishes and sauces that you will be making. Add some homemade pickled cucumbers, pickled cucumbers, pickled ginger, teriyaki sauce, and I'm totally messing up on my Japanese today. I probably have butchered this. Senbisazu sauce to mix for a flavorful array to dip your delicious sushi in. My tongue is just like drooling at the thought of all this sushi. It's awesome. You guys will also make some authentic vegetable tempura with dashi and ginger dipping sauce, and a hot and sour soup to balance out your meal. Chef Eric will show you how to cut oranges to finish off your fabulous sushi experience. You can either call, email, or register online 24 hours a day. Or you can sign up for their newsletter, where they'll send you class listings and seasonal recipes. Located one block east of Overland, just north of PICO, convenient parking just north on Overland. You can check them out at 2366 Pelham Avenue in Los Angeles, California, or give them a call at 310-470-2640. Or for all you people who love faxing, give them a fax at 310-470-2642. He's even got an email, cheferic@culinaryclassroom.com. Or for the people who really, really are into this, check out the website at culinaryclassroom.com. Well, guys, it's come to the end, my friend, my fellow podcast listeners. This is the end of the third grand episode of the Anime Bliss. podcast. Definitely check out our website at anime-bliss, that's BLISS.com. You can also send an email, shoot out an email to podcast@anime-bliss.com. You can check me out as well on Facebook. Just look up I Refuse, IRAFUSE. Just look for the Indie Faith logo. I made a new one because I had to like spice it up a little bit. The old one was kind of getting boring, but I digress. Check me out on Facebook. You can also check me out at MySpace. I gave the wrong MySpace URL, so I apologize to all the people who may want to add me on MySpace. For MySpace, just look up myspace.com/urbanplusgeek. Simple as that. You can also check me out on Podbean as well. Just look up the Indie Faith podcast, or you can look up Anime Bliss podcast or Urban Geek, Urban Plus Geek, there we go, podcast, which is all part of this new network. Drumroll. The Diversity Indie Network, that's what I'm calling it. The podcast, the blogs, they all focus around the importance of supporting the independent music scene, diversity, and of course, the plus size community. Thank you so much, everybody, for supporting this show. I know I go on tangents. I know that the show is very long today, but I felt that, to sum it up, anime clubs, if you want to have a successful anime club, have fun. Don't turn it into something that's going to be boring. And don't be a jerk about it. Just remember that anime is not only a cartoon. It's a way of life. Thank you for listening. I'm I Refuse, and you've been listening to the Anime Bliss Podcast.